Egypt's tension could be sharpened by Ramadan. India's red light districts are being transformed by safe houses. And a four-year-old teaches a lesson in kindness. These stories and others like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today's the first day of Ramadan and the start of what could be a scary month in Egypt. Tensions are still high after the military dissolved parliament. But E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says during the Muslim holy month, tempers will be worse.
Spiritually, it's heightened there. It's just that push for Islamic dominance. And there could be major conflict that turns into a civil war as early as this week.
But this could actually be an exciting few weeks for the Egyptian church. Doyle, who just returned from Egypt, says Muslims are already looking for truth. But during Ramadan,
they are seeking God. They are looking for something that will be life-changing.
Our job?
We should just be on the offensive and pray for Muslims who have an open heart at that point for something to happen, a believer to share with them, for them to hear something, maybe on Christian radio, or for even a dream.
Find prayer resources at our website. Next, India is a sending, receiving, and transit nation for the sex trade. The reality for the children of the brothels is that they're likely to be sold as sex slaves. India Partners began providing safe houses for the kids like Payal. Speaking through an interpreter, Payal expresses both a relief at being rescued and her concern for her mother, who still works in the brothel.
I feel safe over here. They love me. They provide for me. They give me whatever I need. I know the place where my mother stays. She is not safe there. And I wish that my mom would also be safe as I am safe here.
What about mom? India Partners helps her too. That work depends on trust and the gospel. As a result, lives are being transformed in the red light districts of Mumbai. There's more on this story at our website. This is Mission Network News. Ukraine is a nation that ranks 13th in the world in suicides. 5 years ago, alcohol was a contributing factor to 40% of the deaths among men. Many Ukrainians suffer from various levels of mental distress, yet counseling is rare. Christian counseling is unheard of. So an EFCA Reach Global missionary has started a Christian counseling training program to change that. Trainees have an unprecedented opportunity to be Christ in a desperate nation. Learn more about it at our website. Meanwhile, at 4 years old, Emilio has already shown he's wise and kind beyond his years. A Global Aid Network team visited Guatemala recently and went to a school. They were handing out boots and sharing the gospel with the kids. Well, Emilio went home and gave his boots to his cousin so he could have shoes. Teachers noticed. Both kids eventually wound up with a pair of boots and were introduced to the hope of Christ. $3 a pair opened that door. There's more online. And during the days of the former Soviet Union, religion was suppressed. Christians were persecuted. Believers went underground. Well, for the last few weeks, you've been hearing about the book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett right here on our broadcast. It's a resource that's being offered free from Slavic Gospel Association. SGA's Joel Griffith says the book was written with an atheist in mind, those who believe science is more reliable than Scripture.
Atheism and the communist government went hand in hand together, and they really did their best to try to push the academic and somehow science is going to solve all the world's problems.
Griffith says the book is helpful in pointing atheists to Christ.
It helps give the testimony of the people that maybe are immersed in the scientific or academic sort of background, and then it describes the steps that they came through to realize that science and faith aren't necessarily mutually exclusive to one another.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the questions, are science and Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as other questions. Get your free copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.